Stay up to date with the markets and on top of your financial world with Money Smart. Tune in to Rich, John, and Dan, your Charles Schwab Money Smart team. Presented by Charles Schwab & Company.
Is your investment strategy to buy and hold and hold and hold? How many of your investments only go up, up, and up? Maybe it's time to introduce a sell discipline to your approach.
Sundays at 2 on the Biz Radio Network.
Ten minutes away from 7 on the Biz Radio Network. I'm sorry, I'm a bit convulsed. Buddy and I are just being cheesy during the break here. That's just all it is. With the orchestra in the background, too. So what can I say? It's a Wednesday. We're trying to get through the morning with you, and we appreciate you being with us this morning, too. Phone lines are open toll-free, 877-777-7713. When you call, don't tell Buddy a joke when he's in mid-swig, okay? It just really makes a mess on the equipment. Our guest is the chairman of the Kurdistan Development Corporation, the KDC, Mrs. Bayan Rahman, who has been traveling through the U.S. again this week, meeting with business leaders about investing in Iraqi Kurdistan, that region of Iraq to the north of everything that's going on. Very interesting woman who's been on the show before. Her father was the deputy prime minister of the Kurdistan regional government, at least until he was killed, along with her brother, by a homicide bomber in 2004. Some of her other family members were killed by Saddam Hussein during his chemical weapons attacks. And yet here is a woman with the courage and the tenacity to go forward, to reach out to the rest of the world and try to do good things for her country. And Mrs. Rahman, it's just an honor and a privilege to have you on the show this morning. We appreciate it so much.
Thank you. I'm really enjoying talking to you.
You met yesterday, I understand, with Congresswoman Kay Granger from the Dallas area in Washington. What could you recap for us from that meeting?
Well, Kay is a very impressive lady, I have to say. She's a real inspiration. We really talked about, you might hear sirens, I'm not being arrested.
Okay.
Kay, as I said, is a very impressive lady, and she is on a caucus, I believe you call it, for mm-hmm. Iraqi women
yes.
in Congress. So we really spoke about the situation for women in Iraq, and particularly the situation for women in Kurdistan. I think that women like Kay can really help to support the moves that we're making towards democracy. As I said to her, I think the women in Iraq need to know that there are other women around the world, and particularly women like Kay Granger, who have done so well in their career and are really an inspiration. It's important for us women in Iraq to know that we have their support. And I think it's important for the men in Iraq to get a little nudge every now and then from women like Kay to stick with this democracy thing, even though it's difficult and it's hard work and it's a very painful process, but it's worth sticking to.
What is the primary purpose for attracting new investments into Iraqi Kurdistan? How much of this is going to be for infrastructure, and how much is going to stimulate further growth in your regional economy?
Well, it's really for both. Even though our regional government has done very well in rebuilding a lot of what Saddam Hussein had destroyed, for example, he destroyed 4,000 villages, we've managed to rebuild about 60% of those. But really, the infrastructure does need a great deal of investment. We need dams, we need bridges, roads, hospitals, schools. We have all of those already, but we really need them to go up to a new standard, a higher standard. So there's a lot of potential for investment in infrastructure. But also there are other areas that already are seeing a boom. For example, the construction industry in Kurdistan. There's a retail boom in Kurdistan. Kurdistan region has historically been famous for its agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
We used to be the bread basket or the fruit basket for the whole of Iraq, producing wheat, fruit, grapes, everything you can think of. With Saddam Hussein, he managed to destroy all of that, and our agriculture industry more or less came to a halt. We're bringing that back now, and we're really looking for investment in the agriculture industry as well.
Now, are the strides that Iraqi Kurdistan has made economically despite the war going to serve as a pattern for post-war development in the rest of the country?
Yes, absolutely. We see Kurdistan as the model for the rest of Iraq, and we see Kurdistan as the commercial gateway to Iraq. We're already seeing companies, British, Kuwaiti, Iraqi companies as well, establishing themselves in Erbil, which is the capital of the Kurdistan region, and doing business there with an eye to the day when the rest of Iraq is stable so that they can spread their business to the rest of Iraq. That's what we want to see happening in Kurdistan and for Iraq.
What might an American company expect from the Kurdistan regional government?
Well, you're very lucky. Very recently, our parliament, our regional parliament, passed a new investment law.
Mm-hmm.
And this investment law is really geared towards encouraging foreign direct investment. So it's been passed by the parliament. We're waiting for the president of the region to ratify it. And I'm sure he will, because he had a big hand in shaping the law in the first place. This law will allow 10-year tax holidays, customs exemptions for people who are bringing in plant and equipment, ownership of companies in Kurdistan, and ownership of land. And these are very forward-thinking laws for the Middle East region. So the timing is great. I think this investment law will do a great deal to attract investors to the region.
Now, I know that that you all have had your hands full the last several years fighting these battles and literally just trying to survive. But I'm curious, beyond the agriculture that you've mentioned, what some of the main industries that are emerging out of your country right now?
One of them, which again has been historically an industry in Kurdistan, is tourism. Kurdistan, as I think you mentioned earlier, is mountainous, mm-hmm. and in the spring it's green, in the winter it's covered in snow. So it's much cooler than the rest of Iraq, even though in the summer it's still hot, but it's much cooler than Baghdad or Mosul or Basra. And historically, Kurdistan has been a tourist destination for fellow Iraqis, and we're seeing a revival of that now. Last summer, a summer resort that we have in Kurdistan called Shaklawa saw 1.2 million visitors just in the three summer months. And that's a very, very small town, but it attracted that kind of interest from other tourists. So we see tourism as another industry, both for Iraqis and we hope one day for foreign tourists as well.
I'm Mrs. Bayan Rahman, the chairman of the Kurdistan Development Corporation, visiting the States, drumming up some business for her home country. Thank you very much for being on with us this morning, and we hope you have a successful trip and safe travels home, too.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being on. 6:58 on the Biz Radio Network. We're going to pause for the Lou Dobbs Financial Report, followed by CNN News on the Biz Radio Network. I'm Brent Clanton.
I'm Lou Dobbs on Wall Street Today. Investors will focus on corporate earnings and will be watching the direction of volatile crude oil prices. Those stories next.
This report brought to you by GEICO.
As energy prices